left-hand horse should graze the turning post so that your wheel hub seems to scrape the edge. But mind, there's no collision with the stump. You'll hurt the horses and destroy the car, and that will bring joy to your adversaries, humiliation to you. Now, son, be cool and watchful. If on the turn you overtake and pass, there's not a chance of someone catching you. Not if he drove the great horse of Adrestus, fleet Arion, born of the gods, or those of Laomedon, splendid ones bred here. When he had told his son the ultimate arts of charioteering, Nestor sat down again. The fifth to enter was Meriones, and he now yoked his team. All drivers mounted, then the pebbles marked by each were dropped in a helmet, and Achilles churned it round till one bounced out. The token of Antilochus, second, that of Eumelus, as it chanced, then came the master spearman Menelaus, then in the lineup came Meriones, and Diomedes, greatest of them all, came last of all in order of the start. Reining in line, they waited while Achilles showed the mark far off on the flat plain and stationed near it, as a referee, Phoenix, the lord companion of his father, to judge the race and to report the truth. All the drivers raised their whips at once above their teams, then lashed with reins as well and cheered the horses as they broke away. Over the plain they covered distance quickly, running at full stretch, leaving the ships behind, as dust rose under the barrels of the horses like a cloud raised by a whirlwind, and their manes flew backward in the windstream as they ran. The cars went rocketing, now on the level field, now through the air on rises. Charioteers kept their feet, and each man's heart beat hard with passion to be first. All cheered their teams, and horses raised a dust cloud in their flight. Now when they turned into the home stretch back to the grey sea, each man's quality appeared as the horses went all out. The mares of Pheres's son had pulled ahead. Behind him Diomedes's Trojan horses kept the pace, and not a length behind, but hard upon him. Always about to mount his car, they seemed, and his broad back and shoulders felt their breath in warm gusts, as they seemed at every stride to rest their heads upon him. Diomedes would have passed him now, or pulled up even, had not Apollo, in a fit of anger, struck the flashing whip out of his hands. Now Diomedes's eyes welled tears of rage. He saw the mares ahead still, going away, as running without a lash his team slowed down. Athena, though, had noticed how Apollo cheated him. She darted after him to give the whip back and revive his horses, then in anger overtook Eumelus and cracked his yoke in two.